the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
It is noisy, unintelligible, or morally corruptive.
Good evening and welcome once again to Retrospect 60's Garage Punk radio show and podcast. I'm Phil Gray, bringing you this episode 245, first broadcast here in New Zealand, Christmas Eve 2016, and around the country in the following days. And wherever you're catching this episode, hope you are about to have or have had a wonderful Christmas day. Got the show underway with the Sonics, tracks called Santa Claus. That was released in 1997 as a 7-inch on Norton Records, although it is one of a number of songs recorded in 1965. So the Sonics, getting us underway in a particularly festive way with Santa Claus.
It's the front door to adultery. The thing that started on the dance floor is expected to be finished in a parked car.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, there's just been a re-release of this track and the album it came from. Recently shared a wonderful bit of video on the Retrospect Facebook page. It's off a 1966 LP called Psychedelic Lollipop, one of the first very small handful of albums to reference the word psychedelic or psychedelia. The band is called the Blues Magoos. This is We Ain't Got Nothing Yet, a track that rose to the top 10 on many American national charts at the time. Video of this on our Facebook page. The Blues Magoos.
We have with us today a group that's with us for the very first time, and they have a very unique sound and also a very unique name. One day I came in and found some prunes on my desk, and I began to read things, and I found out that the gift was from this group, who call themselves the Electric Prune.
Blues Magoo's got the set underway with We Ain't Got Nothing Yet off their 66 LP Psychedelic Lollipop. There's some gritty R&B out of the UK thanks to the Downliners sector. They're part of that British R&B boom, which included the Pretty Things, the Rolling Stones, very much so the Yardbirds, the Downliners sect with Baby What's Wrong. And then we had a song written by Annette Tucker, especially for the Electric Prunes. Released May 1967, follow-up to their previous single, I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. The track was called Get Me to the World on Time. While Tucker wrote the track, the band did actually add a lot of their own ideas into the song, particularly in the recording of it. They wanted to expand the track by including more electronic instrumentals and different effects. They were a little bit restrained in what they were allowed to do, but certainly some Electric Prunes influence in their great track. And once again, we've started the show with relatively well-known bands, the Sonics, the Blues Magoos, the Downliners Sect, and the Electric Prunes. I'll address that straight after this.
The end sound of today.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, here's one out of Australia. Took it from a compilation called Hot Generation, 1960s punk from Down Under. Video of it up on our Facebook page. It's on a label called Leiden. The band is called The Showmen. September 1965-45, the B-side actually. This is called Naughty Girl.
You'll get in trouble somehow, all along you'll be bad. like the Monaco, Federal Street. Go, go to the Monaco, strictly for swingers. Friday and Saturday from 7:30. Shake till your back aches to the big sounds of today. Top 10, soul, rhythm and blues. Oh, I tell you, guys and gals, the Monaco is good news. Friday or Saturday, take off to the Monaco. Fab, fun, and strictly for Jet Set Teens.
Garage rock and psychedelia.
Yeah. can do better. It was the middle of the night. The clock that they were talking for couldn't get you off my mind. I never, never did before. But I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing. I'm tossing and turning all night. Oh!
Welcome once again. You're with episode 245 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Don't forget the back episodes available a bunch of places across the web, certainly in the iTunes store, also tunein.com or the TuneIn app if you have a suitably equipped mobile. But they're now also available via Stitcher Radio, Pod Directory, Podbean, bunch of other places as well. So if you're enjoying this, then please check out some of those back episodes. So set of four, the Showmen out of Australia with Naughty Girl, top of the set. Then one from here in New Zealand. The band is called The Action. Really great profile written by Andrew Schmidt at audioculture.co.nz. That's audioculture.co.nz. So The Action, pretty hot in the 1960s in Auckland as an R&B band, heavily influenced by Atlantic Soul and Tamla Motown. They headed over to Australia in 1968, had gigs lined up at Sydney's Whiskey A Go-Go, also had a residency at a venue called the Hawaiian Eye. Together through to 1968, The Action, one of the band members, local man, Mr. John Bissett. John Bissett, happy festive season to you as well. So The Action, I Can't Make a Friend. Then another New Zealand band out of Auckland began as The Seekers, changed their name to avoid conflict with the pop folk quartet out of Australia called The Seekers. They headed to Australia in 1965, had a residency at a Sydney club, but that got burnt to the ground. Returned to Auckland, got a spot at the Galaxy Ballroom, then moved back here to Hamilton, New Zealand in 1966 to play at the Three Musicians Club in the main street of Hamilton. While in Hamilton, they picked up a new bass player by the name of Kevin McNeil, local guy. Hey Kevin, if you're listening, happy festive season to you as well. Two singles released, including a very Who-influenced track called Working Man, included in that set. So The Raiders' Working Man and The Action, I Can't Make a Friend, both off the great Kiwi compilation Wild Things. Finally in the set, back to Australia again, Ray Hoff and the Offbeats. Track called Tossing and Turning, that is a cover of a track by Bobby Lewis. Released 1966, came off a comp called 60s Down Under. So Ray Hoff and the Offbeats, one LP in 1966, bunch of singles in 65 and 66, and then a compilation released in 1988 by Festival Records. So two from New Zealand, two from Australia, that's our Antipodean set. Episode 245 of Retrospect, where we specialise in garage rock from around the world. We're going global again straight after this.
Yeah.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
The accent is on you. Oh boy, this is the most.
Well, it is time for our global garage set. We're getting it underway with a band formed in 1965 in Saitama, Japan. They established a very strongly Rolling Stones and Them-influenced sound, spent 1966 perfecting that sound. They were big fans of Japanese group sounds band The Spiders, and were delighted to be asked by The Spiders' management company, Spiduction, to sign with them. That was October 1967. Their debut album was a big success. They are called The Tempters. Their debut album out on Philips in 1968. They had one more studio album, 510, in 1969, and a live album, Tempters on Stage, released 1970. This one appears on the GS I Love You 2 compilation of great Japanese group sounds music. It's called Himitsu no Aikitoba. This is Japan's The Tempters.
Penuh luka di apa daya kasih tak kunjung datang. Namun apa daya kasih tak kunjung datang.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Ma poupée, c'est du ma poupée, c'est du velours. Ma poupée, c'est du velours. J'aime ça. Elle est douce comme du velours. Elle est tendre comme du velours. Elle est tout en velours. J'aime ça, j'aime ça, j'aime ça, j'aime ça.
Well, that's our Global Garage set for episode 245 of Retrospect. There is information about every one of the four tracks up on our Facebook page right now, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Japanese group sound band, The Tempters, top of the set with Himitsu no Aikatoba. Then from Indonesia, all-female pop group out of Surabaya, they are called Dara Puspita, formed 1964. 1965, they released their first LP called Zhang Pertama. Three more LPs released from 1966 through to 1968. So legends of Indonesian garage rock. Dara Puspita, the track's called Musafir Cinta, or The Love Traveller. Then over to South America, actually Colombia to be precise. Juancho Lopez and Los Yetis, cover of the Knickerbocker's Lies. And then a band called The Clan out of Belgium. They began in 1963 as Les Hombres. Formed 1963 in Brussels. They had a bunch of 45s throughout 1964 and 1965. They shifted from Olympia Records to Palette Records. Palette Records decided that they should change their name, so they became The Clan with a K. So we had a 45 from The Clan called C'est du Velour. French language out of Belgium. So that's our Global Garage set. The Tempters from Japan, Dara Puspita from Indonesia, Juancho Lopez and Los Yetis from Colombia, and The Clan from Belgium.
Why has it all got to be so terribly loud?
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. There's a great band out of Austin, Texas. They're called The Wig. Debut 45 called Drive It Home. B-side to Have Never Loved It All, released November 1966. Pretty wild sounding band. There's some live material recorded as well. Let's check it out now. From 1966 out of Austin, Texas, this is The Wig with their cover of Lue Lue.
By request, by the Kings, man, yeah.
To heaven, I hope I find some little girl to give me a piece of mind. I want her to hold me all night long. I want her to squeeze me softly while I sing her song. I said, "Lue, lue, oh, baby, tell me we gon' go. No, 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 lue, oh, baby, we gonna, oh, 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 oh." We'll be right back.
had Austin, Texas band The Wig with Lue Lue, fantastic version. Then The Graveyard Five. Now, we had The Graveyard Five in last week's episode. American band out of Lakeport, California, formed 1967, adopted a haunting and eerie ambience inspired by the settings of a local cemetery. Yeah. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
It's mellow, it's raucous, it's tender, it's raw.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for downloading the podcast. Remember, you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio, where your feedback on the show and any of the contents is more than welcome. Don't forget those back episodes. And I'd like to take this opportunity to wish all of the fans around the world a very, very happy festive season. Very happy end to 2016, a year that will go down in history, or infamy perhaps. Particularly best wishes to fans in the United States with the challenging time you have ahead. Here's to a successful and peaceful 2017. We're going to end tonight's show with another Christmas track from the Sonics. We had a B-side at the top of the show, Santa Claus. Let's check out the A-side. This is called Don't Believe in Christmas. I'm Phil Gray, signing off Retrospect episode 245.
Well, Mom and Dad said be good, so I did what I should. Hung my stocking on the wall, didn't get a thing at all.
Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
Well, stayed up late at night to see Santa Claus, right? Sure enough, don't you know that boy didn't show.
Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
Well, tried to get a little kiss from a pretty little miss. She slapped me down, said the jerk, mistletoe doesn't work.
Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
All right.
Don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
Well, decorate street light, people getting half tight. One hand will slap you back, the other one will take you down.
Don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
Alright!
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.